So the topic for today is the concept of Shluch HaShe'al Kamoso. Beginning of the perek, of course, deals with details of Shlichus. Shlich HaKabbalah, Shlich HaMalacha. I want to take a step back, talk about Shlichus in general. The makor for Shlichus is found here in the first makor on the sheet, Gemara, at the beginning of the second perek of Kedushin, where the Gemara looks for a makor, Shlichus Minolan. The fact that we're looking for a makor shows that it's a chiddush, which is mistaber, meaning mehekatesi, somebody else can do something for you. So the Gemara looks for one makor, b'shilach, malam b'shehu osa shalech, din of shaliach, l'holacha, by gerish. And the Gemara learns from that to kedushin, yatz b'haisa. Then the Gemara says, v'elahad t'nan, ha'omer l'shluch osa v'trom, torem k'das v'alabais. We have a and we have a concept of shlichus by truma. I can send somebody to be mafresh truma. So what's the makor for that? Let's learn it from gerushin, just so we learn kedushin from gerushin. Ma'gerushin shekein yesh to chol. So the Gemara says gerushin is different. It's chol. Truma is relatively speaking kadosh to regular din of ishus. So we can't learn. Amar kra atem gam atem l'rabbis shlech. We have a new makor for truma. So the Gemara asks, I hachavura shavat piska. There's a concept of shlichus by psachim as well. So, minolan, how do you know that? Skip down two lines. Let's learn from Truma. Malhanach shekein yesh nachol eitz l'kodshim. So, you can't learn from Gerushin. You can't even learn from Truma, because relatively speaking, Truma is chol klapei kodshim. So, Gemara says, nafkalim v'gishub ben korach, adam v'gishub ben korach, aminayin shalucha shal adam kumo. So, shenemar v'shachtuk oso kol kal adas Yisrael bin arbayim, v'chikol ha'al kol kulam shochtin. It says, v'shachtu oso kol ha'kol, every shacht, every really shachting? No. Rather, so the Gemara has three: Mekoros, Gerushin, Truma, and Psachim. And like I said, it's clear from the Gemara, from the Tzrichusa, they can't learn from one because it's relatively chol, that there's some type of chiddush here in Shlichos, and we need a specific makor for every area of halach. The fact that this is a chiddush, methodologically. Pardon? Right. The fact that it's a chiddush makes us wonder, does everybody accept this chiddush? There's a chiddush, maybe other Amoraim or Tanaim or reject this. So if you look here in the Yerushalmi, the beginning of Kiddush, in the parallel Sugya, Is Masnisa Amra Shlucha Shal Kamoso, Is Masnisa Amra She'en Shlucha Shal Adar Kamoso. So it's pretty black and white in the Yerushalmi that there is an opinion that rejects Shlichus. It is a big chiddush because we see shlichus all over the place. Again, when you say reject shlichus, what does that mean? If I want to buy a field, so I'm not going to schlep, you know, to Florida. I'm going to send somebody. The lawyer is going to sign for me. Does this day reject shlichus categorically, or maybe only by mitzvahs? Meaning, it could be that by mamonos would be a svara, but it seems like there's a day that rejects shlichus on some level. Some of the Achronim were bothered by this in general when the Rishami says things that seem to be out of the box. The Achronim try to limit it. They try to take the Yerushalmi and put it into the Bavli. So there's one of the Achronim, the Stei Yeshua, Yeshua ben Avisti, who was the younger brother of the Knesset HaGedolah. Knesset HaGedolah of Chaim ben Avisti, former parish in Shulchan Aruch, on tour, Shulchan Aruch. So his younger brother, Stei Yeshua, tries to limit this Yerushalmi. It's only talking about a specific mitzvah. In this particular mitzvah that they're talking about, the Ritzia, there's no Shlichus, but in general, there's Shlichus. Should I open the window, or?
I'm fine.
You're good? Okay, fine. So the Yerushalmi seems to say that there's no Shlichus. Likewise, in the Bavli, you also have a line that sounds like there's no Shlichus, that there's a Deah that rejects the concept of Shlichus. Amr, the third Makar, Amr of Elish, Lerav, the Gemara of Messiah, Sarivav, Ha'omer La'av, the Sevu, Ha'ashel, Im Parasi, Mau. We have a concept of She'el of Abaylin, which means that if I borrow something, so I'm a chayv as a shoel. It's a very high level of shmira, a chayv even on onsin. But if there's a patur of she'el of Abaylin, if at the same time and I'm being shoel, I'm lending him something, so then it kind of cancels it out. There's a whole lum, that's how it works, but there's no chayv she'ela when it's she'el of Abaylin. So the Gemara wonders, Ha'omer La'av, the Tseva Ha'ashel, Im Parasi, Mau. So what happens if you have a shaliach? Is the din of a bialim applied to a shaliach? Tvay lamanda amar shlucha shel adam kamoso. Tvay lamanda amar shlucha shel adam eino kamoso. So again, here too, you have a line in the Gemara that seems to reject the concept of shlichus. Here too, people are very uncomfortable with this. So if you look at the Maariv Tzchias, there is no such mandala. So he quotes a Tosfos on the page, which is the next makor, which basically says that of course there's a concept of shlichos in Kol HaTorah Kula. There are specific areas where there's no shlichos. So Tosfos writes, for example, the second line of Tosfos, the Yishlomer, the time of the Rabbi Shaya Hasam, Yishum Dechsiv Trei Zimni Isha, Yikemenu, Isha Yiferenu. Maybe there's no shlichos by nedarim. So too, because it says twice in the pasuk. That's a gemara. Lemuude shlucha. V'hachanami yichziv baal of trezimni. It says baal of trezimni. So basically, there's a kasuv that would limit shlichos in this particular case. It doesn't mean to say there's no shlichos in general. It just means this specific case. So what I'm trying to highlight is that A, shlichos is a chiddush, and B, since it's a chiddush, maybe some reject it. Could be it's a day in the Yerushalmi. Could be even a day in the Bavli, but people are uncomfortable. It's a Kiddush that we accept, basically. It's a Kiddush that we accept. So it seems like the Mefarshim are uncomfortable with assuming that this exists, that people don't reject Shlichus. But again, from the Yerushalmi, it really sounds like that. The Bavli, a little less so. From Tosfos already, you see, they're not in the Achronim, already in the Rishonim, they try to limit this. It can't be that there's no Shlichus in general. It's just in this case, it says twice, B'Bailim, so it has to be Dafka the owner and not a Shliach. But in general, we would have a concept of Shlichus. Questions, comments? Okay. So what I really want to discuss is the very famous question of the Achronim, of how Shlichus works. The Ksos is probably the Mar Deshmaitza on this. Many, many later Achronim discuss this issue. And there are really three tzadim. I have over here on the sheet the formulation of Rav Yosef Engel in Lechach Tov. He formulates it in a very succinct way. But like I said, it's much earlier than Rav Yosef Engel. Nistapakti, source number six. How the kaimulan shlukos al kamosu mau hakavana b'ze? What does it mean? Ima kavana shegufo shal shaliach nechsha kegufo hamishaleach. Is it that the shaliach is a mishaleach, or hashaliach laadam acher nechsha? Or maybe his shaliach is just an agent. He's not the bialim. He's just a shaliach. Rakamaisa shehu osa b'shlichuso al kolpani mitzecheses l'mishaleach. He's a different person, but what he does, his act, his hand, if you will, is the yada richta of the violin. B'nechshav t'mashalech osa ma'isehu. Oh, a third side. Dil magama ma'iseh inenu mishaches l'mashalech. Really, even the act is not from the mishalech. Rak shaliach, the shaliach is doing it. B'nechshav shaliach osa ma'iseh lo mashalech. Rak shatora gozer sh'af adam acher osa ma'iseh lo hu im kol zeh keima sh'shlucho l'kach mo'el osa ma'iseh shala acher avuro ke'ela kilu asa hu v'dof. That's how he formulates the question. It's first simin in Lechach Tov. Methodological, whenever you present a chakira, it's always best to present the more obvious side first. Because if you throw out, like, you know, the more mechurish side, people like think, like, what's going on? They get lost. Meaning, so that's what he did here. If I would ask somebody on the street, what is a shaliach? So, what is a shaliach? What would you tell me? You think the clone is the more obvious set? I don't know. I would have thought, but he's an agent. He's not me. When the lawyer signs for me, he's not me. He's signing on my behalf. Yep. Meaning, the original starts with the most ambitious side, that his identity is my identity. You know, he's mamish, you know. Then he goes to the second side, where he's like, his hand, not that he's me, but his hand is like my hand, which is, you know, the middle side, yada richta. He's still a separate person, but his act is as if I'm doing it. And then he brings what I think is the least ambitious and the more obvious shad, is that I'm me, he's him, my hand is my hand, his hand is his hand. But there's examples of concept. When he does it, it works. Maybe he's assuming that really the more obvious shad is that it's gufo mamish, or he just didn't think that it's important to present the way I think it's important to present. It could be a question of style. I just find that when you present the more mechurish sad, it throws people off, and that like they can't think that they're just like, first say the more pashup shad, and then say the mechurish. In any case, we have three tzadim over here. I'll write them on the sheet, on the board over here. He's just a agent. You know, in English, an agent isn't you. He's just working on your behalf. Or yada richta.
Rebbe say that, meaning by kiddush, it's hard to say just an agent.
Yeah, there's a cost of a shilach that somebody can divorce. Again, it could be in different areas of halacha. We'll have to figure out how shlichus works. you're hinting at the ha'ara of I think the tzotzas paneach. The tzotzas paneach in Rav Mitzia, the fine aleph, comments that there are really different types of shlichus. What are you trying to accomplish? The Gemara has a case of gittin. The Gemara has a case of truma. The Gemara has a case of psachim. So says the tzotzas paneach. The Gemara there says a very strange thing. The Gemara says that we learn shlichus from truma. Now, that's against the Gemara Kedushin. The Gemara Kedushin says black and white. You need three different makoros for three different areas of halacha.
Right.
So the pasha of the Gemara there is that just you learn from Truma that the Shaliach has to be a Ben Bris. It has to be, you know, the Torahs. That if the Shaliach is a Goy, if he's not a Shaykh, because the Gemara says, Atem, Atem b'nei Bris, Afshalchem b'nei Bris. So that's the pasha of what the Gemara is saying over there. But from Rashi and from the Shaliach the Gemara, it sounds like we learn Shalichos from Truma, period. Which flies in the face of the Gemara Kedushin that I quoted. So the Tzotzas Paneach there in the Chidushei Tzotzas Paneach, which is essentially a compilation that Rav Kasher put together. He had a Talmud, Gonadir of Menachem Kasher, who wrote the Torah Shleima. So he was close to Yosef to the Rabbeinu in Europe. And after the war, he put together from little Ksav Yads and different Gilyonos Chidushim of the Rabbeinu Shavur on Sechtas. The Rabbi wrote his Kedushim just on the Rambam, but we had a lot. It's a sad story. His daughter, after Rabbi Shavur passed away, I think in 36, and his daughter, who's living here in Eretz Yisrael, went back to Europe to try to put together all his Ksavim. And the war. The Rambam was already printed. The Rambam, but he has Tshuvas, and lots of Tshuvas Ksavim. He was a big Meshiv. He wrote tens of thousands of Tshuvas, literally tens of thousands, at least thousands, I think even tens of thousands of Tshuvas. And he also had a lot of chidushim and various anakal turkula and gilyonos and here and there. So she was there in Europe photocopying and taking pictures of the sides of the pages, and she stayed mamish till the end, and she was killed by the Nazis. But she sent all the stuff to America, and actually in YU they had a machon of Tzotzas Paneach in the 60s and 70s, and Rav Kasher was in America at that point, and he worked on it. So there are a couple of volumes of Chidushim of the Tzotzas Paneach. It's very, very cryptic. Kedarko, he'll have like, you know, a few lines, and then Rav Kasher in the footnotes will explain what he means, because he was just Gonadir who wrote in a very, very cryptic way. Anyway, if you look there in the Chidushim of the Tzotzas Paneach in Rav Mitzia, the Ayin Aleph, he says something that's interesting. He points to the fact that Shlichus by Psachim means that you're Yotzei the Mitzvah, meaning you don't need a shaliach to shecht for you. You just have to be, the korban has to be connected to you. So it says, Shachtu ozo kol ha'kal ha'as b'nei Yisrael. So one person shechts, and you're connected. It's as if it's your korban. In contrast, shlichus by gittin is not about that at all. It's really about, you know, the mitzvah. It's the mitzvah of gittin being fulfilled through the shaliach. So he argues that Truma has both a mitzvah and a chalos. I mean, it's a little bit, I tell you the truth, I'm not trying to understand it, but he tries to present the different cases of the different koros as being different models of shlichos, and he thinks that the Truma is like both. So I'm not sure if I confused you. I wasn't planning on mentioning this, but you just asked a question. What was the question you asked?
I had Rebbe saying that it makes more sense to say it's an agent, but maybe only one area.
Right. So what's the more obvious side? I present three options here. Is it an agent gederichto, or is it mamish zahut? Zahut means identity. We look at the shaliach. We say this is a shaliach. He's not a shaliach. He's you. He's the mashaliach. So I think this is the more chodesh side. You could say in different areas of halacha you have to apply it differently. That's what I was going with the tzav shaliach, but I might have confused myself and you as well. But the point is that we have three tzadim. Is it an agent who's working on behalf, but he's not really connected in any inherent way to the mashaliach? Is his hand the hand of the mashaliach, or is the person like the mashaliach? Those are three tzadim the Rosh of Engel presents. Well, maybe it's there's a kasuv that a woman can appoint another woman to collect. I'm not sure. You're saying, what's the difference if I say that the shalicha, the woman, is the woman, meaning she's like or is it just the agent? There are nafkamines. We're going to see in a minute what the nafkamines are. That's what I want to discuss. But I hope to get back at the end point out that it might be, it might flip really the way you're presenting it, I think. But let's hold off to that. Right now, I just want to present the three tzadim. The way that Rav Yosef Engel presents them is the shleich just an agent? Is his hand like the hand of the shleich, or is the person, the identity of the person, like the identity of the mishaleach? And a couple of nafkaminas, like I said, he's not the first person to discuss it, but he has a very nice presentation. So I'll quote a couple of his ideas. But Arsameach also, and the Ktsos, and really a lot of Achronim, Rochanan, they all weigh in on this issue. So the first Nafkamina, the Yosef Engel quotes, is a Machlokes earlier in the Machlokes of Shaliach Nasa A. Kedushin of Gimel of Aleph, Rav Amar Shaliach Nasa A. Lume Kamalim Lemilse. So the Shaliach himself can testify on the act, because he's also the Shaliach, he's also an A. The shliach can't be an aid. What the shliach can't testify of the act he's doing, on the act that he's doing, because he isn't a shliach. He is like the mishaleach. The mishaleach can't testify, and therefore the shliach can't testify either. So Rav Engel suggests when first presented on his deity, the pligi of shelus of our shliach nechshav kegufa mishaleach.
So
the first nafkamina, shaliach nase eid. We have a focus between Rav and Rav Shela. Rav says the shaliach is nase eid, Rav Shela says no. Says Rav Yosef Engel and others that the machlokas is whether or not the shaliach, I'll put this over here, this is zehut, identity, and over here we'll have yado, and here we have just agent. So if the shaliach is the identity of the mishaleach, so it's lo nase, because he's the, but if it's a yado or the agent, nase, that's what he suggests. Okay. Second afkamina. And the Gemara earlier in Gittin, Amar Rabba, Shliach Be'er Tisrov, Osa Kama Shluchin. A Shliach can make another Shliach. So the husband, Sumane, Reuven is a Shliach. Reuven, you know, had a stomachache, he wants Sumane Shimon to be a Shliach. Can he do that? Amar Abaye, Imeis Rishon, Batlo Kula. So he can do it. He can make another Shliach. What happens if Reuven, after his stomachache, he had his appendix broke and then he died, Rachmanah's son? Okay, now Shimon is the Shliach. But Reuven is the missing link. The Baal made Reuven a Shliach, and Reuven Shimon a Shliach, and then Reuven died. Can Shimon fulfill his Shlichos if Reuven passed away, the missing link? So that's a Machlokas in the Gemara. Gemara says, Amar Ravashi, Imeis Rishon, Batla Kulan. Amar Mar Bar Ravashi, Mar Bar Ravashi. The son of Ravashi said, Had Abba de Katnusahi. That which my father said, that it's Batel, he said this when he was a kid. It's not really true. Dilo Meis Baal, Midi Mashasha Ispuhu. Kulu Mikoach Man Kaasu, Mikoach Baal Kaasu. If the Baal passes away, then the Shaliach has no Koach, because the Baal is the person who gives the Koach. If the husband is alive, I don't care if the first shliach died. The second shliach, it has a life of its own, and the shliach, second shliach fulfills shlichos even if the first shliach died. So we have a focus here between Rav Ashi and his son, who rejects what his father said. He said his father said when he was young, and he disagrees. So what's the machlokes? Shliach meis. Nafkamina two. Shliach meis. Right. Does the second shliach stay alive? Does the shliach stay alive when the first shliach dies? So Rav Yosef Engel and others suggest that the nafkamina here is a nafkamina of Archa Kira. Namely, that if the both the zahut, really the shliach becomes the bayi, then what would you say?
The second shliach becomes the bayi?
The first shliach is the Bailim.
Right.
And then he passes away. Well, maybe take the other side first. Well, what do you think? What do you think?
Yeah, it's more of a Hakiri Shiachos Hashiach, no?
Look, in general, yeah. All we have to mean is you can isolate them. I say they're local discussions. So Rizzo wants to connect it to this Hakira. Sure. And he wants to say, if I remember correctly, that if... Look it up.
Well, if it's a boost, then the second Shliach is still the Baal, and the Baal's alive, so the Shliach should not be the Baal.
Shouldn't be Baal.
If it's a hood, because he's the Hemshek Yud of the Baal, so the Baal's still alive, so he's his Shliach's fine. He's not the Baal, Baal's
alive. Right. And if he's the Yada Arichta, I'm wondering.
I can also hear Yada Arichta being...
so you don't think it's much enough for me? You think either way it should be fine?
No, maybe an agent, because of Shliach was a Shliach, maybe he's like...
Just 1 second, let me pull up the if you're saying I think I have it here.
Let's say you learn the Zahus. No, yeah. If you learn Zahut as the second Shliach is just the first Shliach. So the first Shliach died, the second Shliach died.
No, he's not the Zahut of the toys of the
old. He's not the Zahut of the first one. But the first one's really the Baal anyways. So he comes about the half days, right?
Barmer of Ravashi
didn't like it. Yeah, because the second chef is the first, is a shliach of the first
guy. I think that's the direction he actually goes in. Trying to remember.
I don't know if the second chef becomes a shliach of the Baal. Or it is, but it's really the shliach of the shliach.
Yeah, but if you're saying it's a hoot by the first shliach, well, it would just be.
No, it means a hoot of the second shliach from the first shliach. No?
Try to remember.
If he's a clone, if he's a copy of a clone, a copy of a clone.
Right. Actually, I don't see this here. So I thought it was not, maybe it's just Nor Sanech. I have Nor Sanech as a sub nafkamina. Let's talk about that for a second. Nor Sanech talks about a different question. The question of Machokas Ram Matur. If a Mishaleach is Nishtate, a person sends a guest. And we know to give a get, you have to have das. If a person goes out of his mind, you can't give a get. Very sad reality. So let's say the person makes a shaliach. And then he's nishtate. So do we say that the shaliach can still give the get? They say, no, he can't give a get because the mishaleach is nishtate. Mm-hmm. So the Ramam, as Machlok is Ramam Tur, if the get is batel min haTorah, it's totally possible, or it's only possible midrabanan. The Ramam is only possible midrabanan, and the Torah sounds like it's batel legamri. So, there's a Meach says, source number 10, that this machlokas is totally in our chakir. L'chora totally b'zeh. Yimnomar d'raka p'ula shal ha-shaliach havik ilu po'al ha-mashaliach. Ha-shabri tzarech ha-mashaliach liyos bar-kinyin. Bar-das v'osa shosh osa shaliach. If he's working on his behalf, he's an agent, so then the mashaliach has to be, have the das. Az nasik ilu po'al ha-mashaliach. Yimnomar shal-mashaliach hu osa shaliach gufo. If we say that the shaliach becomes identity, so I don't care that the mashaliach is now not mentally able to give a get. The shaliach is the new mashaliach, if you will. The other shaliach chashuv ki other shaliach. So ikul amemer the came in the kvarnas the shaliach lech v'slam the mashaliach im bardas uvar kinyin hu.
So again, I think our shaliach would agree that if the husband died, in gets an achramisa. But the question of das, that could be a technical little question. And right now, we don't care about the mashaliach. We care about the shaliach. The shaliach is a bardas. The mashaliach is incapacitated. Doesn't bother us. Minatora, because the shaliach is the identity. He is the new person. So that's another thing. I have to look back to see what case of shaliach osa shaliach how that works out. But near two nachminas, I put them together: shaliach meis and mishaleach shenishtate. Okay. Third nachmina. Which is really a topic in its own right, the limitations of shlichus. We know that shlichus doesn't work for everything. So I can't tell my chavrusa, listen, I'm really tired today, you know, you put on the tefillin for me, you go davening. It doesn't work that way. So why doesn't it work that way? So the Rishonim and the Akronim discussed this issue, and I think also may be relevant for how we understand shlichus. So if you look at Tosfos Rid, he's one of the Rishonim who discussed this. He was made famous by the Ksos, who quotes him. Yesh makshim, yimkein l'chol dar avar mitzvah yoyel ha-shliach v'yomer adam l'chaveiro shev t'sukkah v'avuri h'nach tefillin v'avuri. Shlichus works. It's great. L'chaya. V'lav milzi, it doesn't work. Sheh mitzvah shechivu ha-makom l'asus v'guv v'hechi yipater hu al-yidei shlucho v'hu lo yasa klum. How can it be that somebody else is going to do it for you?
But by Gerushin, by Kedushin, Mahani, works there. Why does it work by Gerushin Kedushin? Who's the Megarish? The husband, the Shalech, is just bringing it again. It says in the get that Reuven, the husband, is Megarish. Who's the woman getting married? Not the shliach, to the mishaleach. Who knows in a truma pirosa? Right, the shliach for truma. It's my fruit. I'm busy learning. I have a shliach imafrish, but it's my fruit. Who ochlo al shemo yishaket? Right, the korban is my korban. It's just that the kohen shechs it on my behalf. Vizer gadam aval besuka. I can tell some shliach to sit in the sukkah. I can tell him to wear tefillin. Meaning, it's very nice that I told him to sit in the sukkah. But in the end, am I sitting in the sukkah? No. By gittin and kedushin and by truma, there's a connection. What's the connection? It says in the get, I'm the husband. By truma, it's my peros. But by korban pesach, I'm eating it. It's my korban. So the Tosafot essentially says l'chora that it's then in connection. The shliach only works when you have a connection to the act. So the shliach can be the missing link for the connection. But if there's no if him sitting in the sukkah, it's not my. It's very nice that he's my shliach, but then I'm not sitting in the sukkah. There's no connection. So I think the Rid is trying to say is that shliach only works when there's a connection.
You put on my tefillin.
Yeah, but it's not your arm. It's my tefillin, it's not my arm. So, because it's supposed to be on your arm. The Ran in Psachim in the Sugya and Avzayim of Beis about Bracha says a very similar thing to the Rid. The way Reb Chaim formulates it, if you look at the Reb Chaim al Hashas and Kedushim and Beis in the old Reb Chaim in stencils, it's at the very end of the Sefer, it's like Hosafos, he's like the source number 13. V'nir Lomar Open Acher. Tatal Mahani Shlichus Mitzvahs Tachol Ma'ad Mahani Shlichus. Raksha Mishalech Bailim al Dvar Hashlichus. The Chol Mekor Hadin Shalchlichus, whom he gets in a Kedushin, with Truma, the Sham who Bailim al Dvar Shlichus. Kumosha Vazino Mimilsa, the Lace of it tonight, Lace of Shlichus, Ksha'ini Yachal de Hasnos, Havi Raya Shu Lo Bailim. Right? You can't make a Tanai if you know how to Bailim, therefore you can't make a Shlichus. The Gemara says in Ksubas, there's a connection between Shlichus and Tanai. Kumisa Mimilsa, the Lace of Shlichus, Lace of it tonight. So Reb Chaim formulates this idea a little differently. It's not a question of connection, the way the Tosafot presents it. It's more a question of bailus. If you're a bailim, you can make a tanai, and if you're a bailim, you can make a shliach. If you're not the Bailim, why are you the Bailim in Kedushin? Because you have the right to choose who you're going to Makarish. You have the right to choose who you're going to Makarish. You have the right to be Messiah to this Chabura, not Messiah to this Chabura, to be Mafresh Truma, not Mafresh Truma. A mitzvah is just a chiyuv, it's mutal on you. You're not the Bailim in the mitzvah, and therefore you can't become a Shuliyah.
You're not connected to the mitzvah?
Meaning, I tell you to put on tefillin, so you're putting on tefillin. I'm not connected to that. Even if I own the tefillin, it's not my arm. It's not my. The Rid is actually quoted by the Ketzos, and then he says something else. So I think the way the Ketzos understood the Rid might be the way you're hinting at. Look at the Ketzos himself, but I don't think that's what the Rid is saying. The Rid doesn't sound like that. The Ketzos is known for this idea that a mitzvah should be gufo. You don't say shlichos, but a mitzvah should be gufo. I have to sit in the sukkah. I have to put on tefillin.
Right.
If it just has to happen, the woman has to get the get. So it has to. The truma has to be mufrash. That's how he formulates it. But I don't think that's actually what the Rid is saying. If you look at the words of the Rid, he never talks about that. What Reb Chaim says, I think, is similar to what the Rid is saying. Reb Chaim is talking about bailus, and the Rid is talking about connection. It could be that the connection is connected through bailus. But I'll read the ksos in source number 12. Lanias daiti. It has to be that there's an act that you're doing. Who puts on the tefillin? The Meshaleach. Ella al rosh shlucho. Ein kufa shaliach kufa mashalech. This is the line that I'm interested in. The ein kufa shaliach kufa mashalech. Came in the midi the v'meila l'shayach minu shlichus. So what the Ketos is saying, so I think it's interesting for our purposes, the Ketos is rejecting which side?
Is he actually rejecting it?
I think the Ketos is rejecting Tehut.
Right.
And he's saying, the reason I can't send my Kavrusa put on tefillin for me, because that's him, it's not me. I am missing put on tefillin on my body, on my arm, on my head. The question would become, what happens if you accept this idea of Tehut? So then you can't explain like Ketos. You have to explain like one of the other interpretations, like the Rid or like the Chaim, the question of Pilos, the question of connection. There's a fascinating... fact. The fascinating fact is that the Belzer Rebbe of Aaron Rokeach, who survived the war, he came to Eretz Yisrael, and he lived here for about 10 years after the war. And his nephew is the present Belzer Rebbe. So he was a big tzaddik, and it's known that he didn't sleep in the sukkah, even when he was younger. And he used to tell somebody to be a shaliach for him to sleep in the sukkah. So again, it's hard to know what that means. So his stepson, after the war, he married a woman, and the woman had children. So his stepson, Rav Pollock, his name is.
And he didn't sleep because it was cold, or
no? If it was cold, so then okay, from Sarapata, that's Ramah, that's a, you know. Apparently, it wasn't cold, and he was makbid to mana shaliach. The shtickle also be positive if he's cold. So the question is, what, does it make any sense? So there's a shtickle Torah about this. You know, it's hard to justify. It's hard to know exactly what he meant by it. But there is they point to his stepson points to Chalkas Yahav. Very interesting Chalkas Yahav. Ikra tama the ein moel shlichus b'mitzvus. The Torah etil al adam le'ol al savareyam nasnu. Torah wanted us to do the mitzvus. It shouldn't be that we just have somebody else do it for us. It can't be I'm going to be a guy and I have my shliach be a yid for me. Doesn't make sense. Had the matzino mitzvahs to moil them shlichos kashitas pesach v'smicha ilav gzeres akasuf haynu kemen de heimrach chelek michelke a mitzvah uprat uprata v'zeh amrin and sharper kemen de abaylim oskim v'gufo shal mitzvah nimnin ala pesach v'ochlin v'chem v'smicha de heimrach chelek michelke a mitzvah v'zeh sharper moil shlichos v'vo lo shiyas a shliach as kol ha mitzvah v'rotza shiyeh mechavero. So the way that Chalkas Yoah formulates it is that you can do shlichos by mitzvahs if you're only in mana shlich on part of the mitzvah. So I in mana somebody else to shech on my behalf. I'm going to eat the Korban Pesach. So the stepson of the Belzer Rebbe suggests that his stepfather ate in the sukkah, he learned in the sukkah, he didn't sleep in the sukkah. Maybe you can manage shliach on half a mitzvah, even on a mitzvah shogufa, which is a very, very wild kiddush. I mean, it's pretty amazing they suggested. He's trying to justify the practice. It could be that what he did was al pikapala. I don't know. Meaning we can't kashas and chasidish rabbeim. It's hard to know exactly what the cheshem is. But his stepson is trying to justify it halachically, which is an interesting idea. The reason I'm bringing up this whole discussion is because, like I said, I think that if you have an extreme understanding of shlichus of zehut, that really he is you, then you have to explain, do more explaining. Why can't it be that he's going to put on tefillin for me? So the Ketos rejects zehut. Lashon, that was interesting, right? He says, "The ein guf hashalech guf mashalech." He rejects that idea of zehut. And that's one way of understanding. If you accept Zuhut, you have to explain this in different ways. And there are many ways to explain it. Like I said, you need connection, you need bailus, etc. Or maybe like the Chalkas Yoah, maybe you really could have to be manish shliach on a mitzvah shugufo, but only if it's part of the mitzvah, not his entire mitzvah. Although it's hard to know if that's actually what the Chalkas Yoah, if you'd ask him straight out, like, would he agree to that or not? They're trying to explain, based on the Chalkas Yoah, to justify this practice of the Belzer Rebbe. It's hard to know if it's actually correct or not.
The answer is Bios.
Uh-huh.
Why does that answer the question? Doesn't that just like push the button? Like, meaning if we're saying it's the same person, we're saying they're not the same person as far as the connection. They're not the same person as far as the boundary.
He is the same person.
But he's not, because he's not the quality. If he was the person, you have that quality.
I'm gonna get back to that very end. It's a very important point you're making. What does it actually mean? How far, you know, is it really those extreme, or maybe it's more limited, because like
right.
You're standing pointing out that he's not really the same person in
right.
The day.
Right. Not
so okay. It's important. I'm going to get that back soon. Okay. Just quickly, a couple of more nafkaminas. Or Sameach, like I said, discusses this issue, and he brings another nafkaminas. One is the question of the ownership of the get. And we know that the husband has to own the get. And what happens if the shaliach owns the get? Do we say that the shaliach owning the get is enough? Because the shaliach is the husband. So he says, "V'zeh yesh lomar d'tali ba d'pligia p'chadash al haramav im girish shlech v'niyar shalo." The get is owned by the shaliach, not by the husband. Mimahani, the cost of the kibbutz shliach komo lo inan su v'havia get mishal ba. Since the shaliach is the new husband, if you will, so it's fine that he owns the get. The shliach can own the get. The kibbutz havia mishal shliach sagi. Gam can tell you v'zeh. Even name the raka pula chashuk ilo asam shaliach. If it's just like the yada richta. It's not obvious, but you could say that the, again, getting back to Shmuel's point, would you say maybe that the shliach has to own the get? The get is possible if the husband owns the get, because the husband is not the husband is not the husband. Really, the shaliach is the husband. That would be wild. Emma's going to say that. But he's saying that maybe if the shaliach owns the get, it's also good because the shaliach is like the husband. Okay, so that's another naftamina. And then he is told that. Pardon?
One
source of meh. He brings, it's like a maracha. Just like Rosa Engel brings like 10 cases. Rosa Engel, I didn't go through it, but he brings like rayas from Gemaras and Rishonim. Very, very interesting. Presentation. It's not so organized, but it's interesting. And there's a Meach, Drisvik was like all over the place. Like, it was like called Hakula.
Where did he live? When did he live?
He lived 100 years ago. He was like a Polish Lamdan. It's a different style of Lamdus. Just like the Klichemda, like this Hasidish Lamdanim. Tremendous Pekias, new called Hakula. He's like bringing Rayas back and forth. It's a nice read. It's fun. It's broken into different osios, so you can like break it down, but it's not so organized in terms of like starting off with. He quotes a quote, the Ksos, like halfway through. The Ksos is really where you should start the conversation. I actually started with him also because it was just a very clear presentation. But okay. In any case, the Or Sameach also discusses a number of afkaminas, and he says, if you're close, another question. There's a concept of kinin agav. Kinin agav means that I'm makna land, and agav land, the makna metalflin. So they have to be owned by the makna. So let's say the shaliach owns the land. He's trying to makna the chametz of somebody else. Meaning, you go to the rabbi, you tell him, "Oh, I have chametz. I want you to sell it to the goy." Fine. So how's he going to sell it to the goy? He wants to a king in agav. So the rabbi sells his closet, and out of the closet, he's selling all the metaflin, all everybody's chametz. Yeah. But who owns the chametz? Who owns the closet? The rabbi owns the closet, and the chametz is owned by the congregant. So can you do a kinyan agav when the shaliach, the rabbi, is doing a kinyan, selling his land to the goy, and agav that he's selling somebody else's chametz? Does that work?
Shabbos time, right? I mean, kinyan agav only works if it's my land.
It's my land, my metalflin. Here it's the land of the shaliach and the metalflin of the mishaleach. So there's a machlokes achronim about this. So he says it's totally on this also. They say that he's acting on my behalf, but he's not me, so I didn't give my land, so it wouldn't work. So if you say this, that the rabbi is the congregant, so when he sells the chametz, he sells the closet, he's selling, it's like it's his chametz, and he's able to do a kinyan agav in this case. That's what he suggests. Another in Afkamina, the Or Gadol, the Gadol Miminsk, of Yehuda Yerucham Leib Perlman, who was a great Gadol about 100 years ago. He was the father-in-law of the Dvar Avram. The Dvar Avram was the last Rav of Kovna. And his father-in-law was the Minsker Gadol, the Gadol Miminsk. So he has a sefer called Or Gadol, and he brings an interesting discussion. We know that a person is Mafrish Truma, so, or Meiser, they can be showing. They fell in and got mixed up, they want to do Hataras and Darim and undo the Hafrasha. Hafrasha is like a dinner flaw, you can do Hatara on it. You can do just like Hataras and Darim, you can do Hatara on the Hafrasha. So, what happens if I make a Shaliach to be Mafrish? So, can the Shaliach be Matir? Can I be Matir? Who now is the Bailim, if you will, on the ability to undo the Hafrasha if you want to do so? So, he says like this. Says the Argadol, says the Gadol in Minsk, that the Shaliach can't, the Mishaleach rather, can't be Shoel. The Eino Yachol, the Mishaleach Lishol Ala Truma Vachala. The Inin Sheela Haino Akriya Shem, Haisevatos. Shalom Baratzim. What does Sheela mean? You say, oh, Mischarit, it was a mistake. I didn't want it. What do you mean you didn't want it? You didn't do it. The Shaliach did it. Vahacha, Havalavachi Daito Varitzono. Meaning, I made a shaliach, and the shaliach is independent. The shaliach is the one who can be maf, can be shoah, but the shaliach can't be shoah. For isi v'sevei ber Yitzchak l'gon av bezin the kovna, the previous rav of kovna before the dvar Avram was the Ritzel Chachanan. Our yeshiva is named after Ritzel Chachanan.
This is him.
This is it. Ber Yitzchak. For isi v'sevei ber Yitzchak l'gon av bezin the kovna Ritzel Chachanan. Shekasav to mitzvara nira devada yochal mishaliach lishol b'neder atzmo. Huadin Alide Shlucha says Ravisa Chachanan that no, that the Shaliach can be matir and the Mishalef can be matir. Vianal Zeina, the Alide Shlucha Shu Lobai Dait over its owner, the Af in Eno wrote the Vashas Mesa in Kolze, Lo Ichwaslan, in Losh of Vatal Shlichus Hanan. The Gamma Shalich, Eno Yachal, Lishol, the Alze, Lo Sosh Lech. Oh, so it's interesting.
Oh, wow.
He actually says that nobody can show up. I take it back. The Orgadol says that the Mishaleach can't be Shoel because his das isn't important. And the Shaleach can't be Shoel because he was never made a Shaleach for Sheel. He was made a Shaleach only to be Mafish. And Rav Yisrael Chanan wants to say that no, both of them can be Shoel. The Baile can be Shoel. So again, this is where it gets a little sticky. Meaning, if to fit it in perfectly, I would say, okay, Zehut. Only the Shaleach can be Shoel.
Why not the Mishaleach?
Because the Mishaleach is no longer in the picture. The Mishaleach. The question is, this touches on Shmuel's point. What does it mean, Zehut? Meaning, is the old husband, he's not the husband anymore? What do you mean? He's just the Shaliach. Even if you give the Shaliach a lot of koach, you're not going to make him more than the husband, like I said before. Is anybody going to say that the Shaliach has to own the get? If the husband owns the get, it's possible because the husband's not the husband. That's too extreme.
Oh, wow.
It's hard to go that far in the presentation. It's interesting, this Chakira, namely just to say it out, that if you say that he's just working on my behalf, so then you might say that I can still retain the right to be to be shol on the... It might be local, it might be a question of what does it mean, das betos, I didn't do my stuff rush. I mean, a lot of these questions might be local questions. Shaliach, here too, what does it mean, what does Tara mean? If it means I made a mistake, I was sleeping at home when he did the daf rasha. I can say I made a mistake. So you might just say v'dinei hatara, it doesn't work. But it from formulation or Gadol, it sounds like it's connected to how shlichus works, and the way he formulates it, right? I mean, truth is, I'm not 100% sure if he's.
Both can do it.
According to his book, can do it. Why can both do it? So chora,
it's
some type of zehut. Some type of zehut, not extreme zehut. Okay, so.
The
Orgadol
might be more local, probably, right?
The Orgadol sounds like it's local din, right? Inish Elohu Shekriya Shem, Vidas Shem, Avahachal, Halo, Boy, Daito, Raton. It sounds like it's more local. But this question could be potentially connected. Just one more thing before we get to the conclusion, which I think is important, the question of Bracha. I have a Shaliach. It often happens a person can't light Naga candles, so they have a Shaliach light on their behalf. Our person can't check for chametz. The shliach checks for the behalf. So who says the bracha? Who says the bracha? So especially if let's say I'm an older person, so I'm standing there right next to my grandson. He's going to light the Tanakh candles for me. And my grandson's going to light for me. I just have a hard time, you know, with the fire bending over. So he's going to light for me. So who should I say the bracha, or should the grandson say the bracha? So if you look at the Shut Elof Kashlomo, Shlomo Kluger, he says to call mitzvah hanase shliach roi levarich hashliach. That's how we're knowing the Maisa. The Shaliach is the one, often the Mishaliach isn't even there. But let's say the Mishaliach is there. And I remember once when I was a kid, I went to my grandmother's house for B'dikas Chametz. She wasn't going to go and get on her knees. So yes. But should she say the bracha, or should I say the bracha? So the Elul Kashlomo says that the Shaliach should say the bracha. If you look at the Ksav Sofer though, if he's there, if Mishaleach is there, the mitzvah delay. Whose mitzvah is it? It's my grandmother's mitzvah. She can't bend on her knees to check the chametz. I'm going to do it for her. But she's there. She should say the bracha. Mishaluchu kamoso. Mishash shaliach osa kamoshu ba'atzma osa v'machayim mitzvah v'yochal levarich al kiyom mitzvah yoser imasha shaliach. It says the Ksav Sofer, it's better, this is not how we assume halacha, but the Ksav Sofer says it's better that the mishaleach says the bracha, not the shaliach. So this too, I think, could be connected. Namely, if you say that the shaliach is just an agent, okay, so the agent, but the mitzvah is on the balabais, so the balabais should say the bracha. If you have a more extreme approach of zechut, you might say, no, he's doing the mitzvah. Again, this also might be a local issue. Is the mitzvah, is the bracha on the ma'aseh mitzvah or on the kiyum mitzvah? I'm doing the ma'aseh mitzvah. I'm checking. Who gets the kiyum? The balabais. So it could be a function. A lot of these issues, like I said, might be local issues. How do you understand shlechos ha-shliach? How do you understand the dini brachos? How do you understand dini ha-tara? But they also might be tali on this hakira. Now, it was already mentioned that this isn't such a partial hakira. Because what does zehut mean? Does it really mean that the agent is the husband? What happened? You know, if the husband dies, the agent can't give the get. Everybody gives that. So what exactly is going on here? So it could be that there are really two dinim here. Sometimes it's more agent, sometimes it's more zehut. And like I said, you have to understand the strength and the weakness of this extreme tzad of zehut. So just in a nutshell, last week Nathan spoke about zochin, right? And he mentioned zochin is essentially a shlichus. But if it's been a shlichus, it could be a shlichus of aminu. I was sleeping at home, somebody sees something, he picks it up on behalf, he's zochin al shul fanav, but I was never amana him. So the question of, can you say makom shechav lachrinim? Can you say zochin makom shechav lachrinim? If you hurt somebody else, then you can't say zochin, because it was never amana him as a shaliach. So basically, maybe if I would have two arutzin, you might have a case of zochin where essentially it's not a full fledged shaliach, there's no minu shalichus. So maybe in that case you won't say if it's chav lachrini. If it's chav lachrini, you won't say zochin because it's not a full-fledged shlichus. If it's a full-fledged shlichus, even if it's chav lachrini, so what's the difference? You might say here it's more like my agent. But if it's mamash zahut, then even if it's chav lachrini, it would work. Then sometimes it's feitinim. Or in the opposite. So this is basically shlichus minus. This is shlichus minus. Not shlichus minus. You can have shlichus plus. What does shlichus plus mean? That it's more of a shlichus. There's a bit of harsha. What's harsha mean? Somebody owes you money on the other side of the world. I'm not going to go schlep there. I'm a busy man. So I mana somebody as a mursha. He becomes my shliach, if you will, to collect. Now, usually, when you have a shliach, if I can say to you, Bab, Bal, Dvar, and Dvar, who are you? But the mursha has a code. He's like the bayan. He's like the bayan. It's like a super shlichus. So some of the Rishonim formulate that there's like kamoso mamish. There's kamoso mamish. So you might say regular shlichos, it might be only Yerat HaRichta, let's say. So Mursha, if you look here on the board, Mursha might be Zehut, that he's really like me. And, regular Zochin might be just like an agent, and regular shlichos might be like Yerat HaRichta. You have to figure out exactly how to draw the line, but the possibility of having different types of shlichos in different contexts is certainly a possibility. And getting back to the point that Shmuel made earlier, which is a very important point, when I say the zehut, is that really a strength or a weakness? So usually, with the conventional understanding is, kamoso mamish. It's not just the other rhythm, it's kamoso mamish. But in the end of the day, it's not kamoso, because it's not the husband, it's just the shliach. So when there's certain things that require a personal touch, you might say, here it's worse. An agent, he's working on behalf, ironically, the agent is working on behalf of the mishaleach. So there's always a link. But there's a link. So maybe Dafka here, in terms of Val Dvarim Dviat, once he's the agent, I can say, okay, he's my Yad HaRichta, or he's my agent. But if he has independence, so he's independent, but he's not the same person. So maybe his independence is actually a weakness, not a strength. So the way it's usually presented isn't so meduya. Namely, there certainly is a question here, to what extent is a Shaliach just an agent? Is he Yad HaRichta, or is he Mamish me? But saying he's mamish me, even though at first glance seems to be a stronger tzad, ironically, there's a weakness to it, because things that require the personal touch, he won't be able to perform l'chora. So that's something that has to be worked out. So this is really essentially a haktam, if you will, to din shlichus. There's obviously a lot more that has to be discussed, but and I thought it would be worthwhile to discuss these issues, and hopefully as we go through the parak, we'll be able to see how it develops.